Blackstone presents Battery Life by Brennan Gilpatrick and Gregory Lang. This book is read by Tom Rivera.
Prologue. A ruin. A light tremor shook the mound of junk, sending rusty nails and broken glass tumbling in every direction. To the naked eye, the disturbance was random, an effect without a cause. It might have startled onlookers, but there were none present. All eyes in the world were pointed elsewhere. Gradually, the ruckus settled. The trash heap fell back into its utter stillness, and a deep quiet returned to the courthouse. It used to be called a courthouse, anyway. Now it was a nameless place with a military cargo plane lodged through its ceiling, the contents of which covered the floor in a festering pile. Concrete rubble blocked the windows and doors, sealing the chamber off from its long-dead community. Like many places in the junkyard, it was silent. It had been that way for centuries. Until now. Virgil burst from the mound, scattering shards of scrap metal. He brushed the nails and broken glass from his beard, tore off his gas mask, and lifted the fruits of his dumpster dive to eye level. One box filled with old plasma rifle components, two bionic hands, slightly rusted but operational, and a motherboard in pristine condition. This was good junk. Damn good junk. When Virgil finished up here, he would drive to the nearest village and trade these gems for whatever supplies he needed. Virgil was a junkie. That was what junkies did. To most junkies, finding these treasures would have been cause for celebration. But to this junkie, they were mere consolation prizes. Virgil had come to this forgotten place in pursuit of something, and it wasn't here. After 4 months of searching, an eternity in junkyard time, he was beginning to think that it wasn't anywhere. He would have spat a disdainful loogie on the courthouse floor just then, but his body lacked the water for such a gesture. This wild goose chase had all but drained his living supplies, hence the need to dig around for trade goods in the first place. Virgil satiated his rage by flipping a middle finger to the room around him. Then he moved on. He stuffed the junk into his backpack and clambered up the mound toward a fracture between the ceiling and the wrecked plane. As he climbed,
sample complete. Ready to continue?